Howard Mansfield is our guest. I am Paula Gordon. Bill Russell is here. Take me back to this notion of living in a time of great change. I think it scares people. I think that part of the magic that you have tapped into is a way to come back from, you talk about people going crazy. What you describe seems fundamentally, essentially human, that we have to be connected to something.
Yeah, and again, what I think is the change that's driving people crazy is that people are just trying to stuff too many things into their lives, and things take up the space where other non-things should be. And
I think like,
we all know that intuitively. Like time. All you really have is time. That's all you're really given. You don't know how much time you're given, but you're given time. And it has nothing to do with a lot of the other things we spend all our days doing.
Which is accumulating stuff instead of...
Or people putting activities on top of activities, or so-called multitasking and all sorts of things like that.
I have an elder who used to say, it is important to have times, not things, which now sounds incredibly quaint. But there may be some wisdom in that.
Yeah, I would agree with that somewhat.
So many of these people seem to have made tactile, isn't that the word you were using, this ability to capture time, to experience time, but yet it's not anti-materialist, really, because most of this stuff is stuck in the material world.
It's almost an idea of an having abundance but passing it on, that kind of great tradition. So that if you can restore something, it becomes like a gift to somebody else. It's like this guy, he could put up those old houses we were just talking about. He could put them up a lot cheaper and a lot quicker. But the way he does it, he's really giving somebody something else. And Patrick Wiggins with her tapestry, that's really a tremendous gift. That's really passing on a real right sense of abundance with that.
There's a sense of authentic cultural continuity that seems to be at the heart of what you're talking about.
Yeah, that sounds good.
You know, you'll buy that.
As opposed to reruns.
Yeah, there's a sense that you are letting time back into your life, and you are. Well, the reason why people do these reenactments is they're not so much portraying this soldier or that person. They are portraying time, and they are really feeling the passage of time. They are taking place in a trying to taste what the passage of a great event was, and it's as if you've taken a timeline, shot it like an arrow into the air. And this goes back, there was this whole pageantry movement in this country at the beginning of the 20th century. And what were people portraying? They did these whole little histories of their village, and there'd be hundreds of people on stage, and all through the settlement era, and all sorts of historical inaccuracies and slights to all sorts of groups. But they were portraying time. They really had a sense of time passing. That's part of it.
I find it very interesting that this conversation takes place in Peterborough, New Hampshire, which is the town of which Thornton Wilder spoke in his great classic, Our Town.
Wonderful play.
And that, too, has a sense of the eternal and of capturing time, even though it was written about the early 20th century. I'm trying to figure out which century we're in. But aren't you reaching for the eternal with all these stories?
Some of them. I couldn't claim to reaching in as well as Thornton Wilder does in just three acts with just a ladder and a couple of chairs and a table on stage. That's a remarkable play. It surprises me. I think a lot of us have seen that play done in amateur productions and think, hoo-hoo, awful. You know, someone does a fake New Hampshire accent. But then to see it done right, it gets back to this idea of silence we were talking about. There's a lot of silence on that stage. There's a lot of things that are implied that are off stage, that are just suggested. There's nothing nostalgic in it. It's a very chilling play because while Wilder loves his characters, he sets them to a cruel fate and doesn't flinch. I mean, Emily dies, you know, in childbirth. People get old, they die. But you do get this sense of things being in their right order, that this is life.
And that's a sense that you've given us in the same acts twice. Thank you for joining us in conversation. We'll watch for what comes next.
Well, thank you very much. I really enjoyed this. This was swell.
Thank you, Howard Mansfield, for your work in helping us all think about the right order in life. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.